Hey A1 fans, Andy here. We're going to Cisco Live and we can't wait to see you there. If we see you wearing an A1 or Cables to Cloud shirt at Cisco Live, we'll enter you in our giveaway that includes a bunch of cool prizes like an A1 branded Yeti cup and an OCG of your choice from our friends at Cisco Press. Don't have a shirt? No problem. Head to the link in our bio and grab yours today. See you soon.
This is the Art of Network Engineering podcast. In this podcast, we'll explore tools, technologies, and talented people. We aim to bring you information that will expand your skill sets and toolbox and share the stories of fellow network engineers.
Eh? What'd you say? It's the 100th episode of the Art of Network Engineering? That show's older than dirt. You know, back in my day, we didn't have these fancy pod widget thingies to listen to or online communities to connect with other people. We just sat alone in the corner of a cold, dark data center, and we liked it. I used to have to build new switches one by one with the serial cable. None of this zero-touch provisioning flashiness. If you never felt the pain of accidentally trying to walk away with your laptop while still consoled into a router, you weren't living. I tried to get trendy once, got one of those Bluetooth serial adapters so I didn't have to sit on the floor 2 feet away from the dang switch, left the damn thing somewhere, can't find it. Played Marco Polo with my laptop for months in the data center trying to find it. Anyway, I'm glad folks still listen to this show, but I better go. I can't keep these darn kids off my LAN.
Oh my God, Tim, that was fantastic. Welcome to the 100th episode of the Art of Network Engineering. I am AJ Murray at No Blinky Blinky. That was Tim Bertino at Tim Bertino. Tim, thank you so much. That was a stellar intro for episode 100.
Tim's been drinking.
It's our 100th episode. I'm celebrating.
I also popped but it was just seltzer.
Oh, yeah. This is about 8.3% seltzer. I do need to say something before anybody cut in, because that intro was in no way, shape, or form supposed to represent Andy by any means. Before anybody says anything, that's not what I was trying to do.
Are you sure?
It's not what I was trying to do.
I knew it, Tim. Sure? Earlier when I asked you if you had a Tim or an intro ready, I'm like, I bet you he's going to use this 100 as an old man thing. And it'll be get off my lawn. And here we are, brother.
Get off my lawn. That was great. That was great.
That was so good. Yeah.
My goodness. At Andy Laptef. Andy, how are you?
I'm good, AJ. Really happy to see y'all. I miss you guys. I love my Thursdays with you guys. It's awesome. And I can't believe we're on episode 100. I thanked my wife on the way into the studio tonight. I'm like, you know, thank you for supporting us. And, you know, 100 episodes, 100 nights, you know, it's what a journey, huh? It's been amazing.
Andy, I can't handle you talking seriously with those glasses.
It is hard to do.
Wait, this is serious, Andy?
For podcast listeners,
is the goat a boy or a girl? The goat has their hat on. Yeah. And I miss Wins, by the way. Oh, come on. God.
This is like a DJ remix of the goat.
The goat needs batteries.
The DJ remix.
So in summation, AJ, I'm awesome. I really miss you guys. This is amazing. And I'm looking forward to talking about 100 episodes and all the good stuff that has happened in the past. What's it been, 2 years, I guess?
Yeah, a little over 2 years now. We released our first episode July 24th in 2020, early on in the pandemic. And it's been a wild ride. Mm. Lexi at Track It Pacer. Lexi, how are you?
I'm still getting over Andy just talking like there's nothing going on. He's got these like bright ass, you know. Glasses on that are just lit up, flashing like a police car.
It's a celebration, Lex. None of you people dressed up. At least Tim did an intro.
I'm not shaming you. I'm just...
it kind of feels like it.
I brought props.
Okay, that's fair. I looked for a birthday party like hat, but I could not find one in my house or any funny hats. It's really kind of sad how few funny hats I have in my life. I need to fix that.
Christmas wish list.
Yeah. The only birthday party paraphernalia I have happens to be from my son's recent Pokemon themed birthday party. So I
that's Pokemon stuff, 100,
I just didn't quite fit.
Hey, you got to catch them all, man.
That's right.
Look at
that's
Andy. Right. You could wear anything just as long as it's fun.
And something, as long as it's something.
That's
no,
great.
I'm good. I'm excited about 100 episodes too, even though I've been here for like not that many of them. So I feel like I can only take credit for like, I don't know, like a fifth of that or something. I don't actually have a great idea of how many episodes I've been in now.
Hey, but you're here with us now. That's all that matters.
Nobody's counting but you, Lex. You're an integral part of the team and we appreciate having you.
So. Oh, for sure.
Absolutely.
Thank you.
Absolutely. Rocket I'm very, girl.
I'm very grateful to be here with you guys and be able to do the podcast together. It's been an awesome ride so far. I can't believe it's only been since, I think I've been here since February or something. I don't
yeah.
know.
Yeah.
Hasn't been super long. Yeah. But congrats, guys. We made it.
We made it. Unfortunately, Dan could not join us tonight, and we could not put off recording episode 100 anymore. We got to get it recorded and edited and ready for release in a couple of weeks. So, tonight is the night, as they say. Thank you, Dan, for your contributions to the last 100 episodes, and we look forward to the next 100. Right. Before we get going tonight, I want to check in. I'm realizing as I sit here behind this microphone, even though I sit behind it all day long on my WebEx meetings, I haven't done this with you guys for a very long time. I miss y'all. So what have I missed? What's everybody been up to?
Well, since you've been gone, we've broken like every episode we've tried to do. So.
That is true.
We're hoping you're the game changer. So no pressure.
We'll see. I doubt it though. Tim, what's new in your world?
I say it about every time I get asked. It's been a year. It's been a lot of good things have been happening. We're getting settled into our house still. Things are just going really well and just trying to take the time and enjoy the summer, spend some time with the family. And mm-hmm. I actually just got back from, got to spend a week with my wife's brothers in National Forest in Colorado.
Oh,
so
wow.
I get it. You know, you agreed to go on a trip with your brothers-in-law and thought you would actually come back. Well, I did. I didn't quote get lost up there. We had a really good time. Other than the fact that on the very first day, I put this on Twitter, I went to just sit down on the ground to try to get a good look through the binoculars on something and didn't see a tiny, small little cactus sticking up out of the Ooh. Ground. Ooh. And,
ouch.
Boing.
I think you know the rest. Yeah.
And did you get it in a hiney?
A little bit.
Nice. Yeah. Who pulled it out?
God.
I don't want to talk about it.
Did they have to suck out the poison?
Wait, there's poison in there?
There is now.
For the purposes of this story, yes.
Okay. But it was wild. I mean, it wasn't, you know, one of those things where people put in their out of office saying that I'm going to be out of the office and I can't check email or not going to check email, that kind of thing. That's really what it was. I mean, where we were at, there was no cell service to be found. And honestly, that was a good thing. By probably after the first day, I got to the point where I wasn't even trying to grab my phone anymore to see something that, you know, I'm sure I really needed to see. Not really, but it was good to really shake that feeling and Good to get away, but definitely good to be back.
Sounds awesome.
Yeah. I have also found a new work-life balance with my new employer. They definitely, like when you say you're gone, they respect the hell out of that. Like I got back from a vacation and I saw so many emails, you know, replies from project managers like, he's on vacation right now. He can answer this when he gets back. I never heard from my boss. I never heard from any of my peers. I was absolutely and truly... That's awesome. Out of the office, which was a new feeling for me. It was quite nice to have while we were out on vacation as a family. So lots of fun. Lexi, how's everything going with Blue Origin? If you can talk about it. I know it's a sensitive subject.
It's all super secret and I can't talk about it.
Of course.
Andy could have told you that.
No. Every time.
It's going really well. I've learned more in the past like 6 months than I probably did. Well, not quite more than I did getting my CCNA, because that was such a huge steep curve for me, but it's close. It's close to me entering into networking for the first time. It's bizarre. I'm working on learning about how custom devices get built from the ground up. And that's a lot of electrical engineering. Mm-hmm. And it is a lot. It's a lot in my face.
That's awesome.
Been learning some other little technologies like tap aggregation, and still dealing with Ethernet and the wonders of that whole world. But yes, it's going great. I, unlike y'all, do not have a great work-life balance, but it's through no fault of my employers. It's just, I want to know all of the things, and I get stressed out about not knowing all the things. So I just start going at it in my off time. I need to stop it.
Sounds like it's more passion-driven than stress-driven, maybe.
Yeah.
It's a little bit of column A, a little bit of
column
B. Is it?
Okay.
Yeah. No, it's well, you know, it gets stressful not knowing things for some people. I don't know. I'm surrounded by like people with masters and PhDs and in various types of engineering. So it's like, you know, I gotta at least get the basics down, right? But there's very little like basic electrical engineering stuff out there. It's just sort of like either you learn or you don't. The end. That's been a fun learning experience.
and how about,
but yeah, I'm great.
How about life in Seattle and out in Washington? Have you acclimated? I'm sure there must be some differences between Washington and Texas.
Yeah, I mean, so Texas is hot as all get out in the summer, like right now. Okay. But the difference between, and Seattle's like, okay, it's like, actually, today it looks like it's 90 for the first time in a while. It's like 80s, 90s here, which to me is not that much because I'm used to 100, 110 in mm-hmm. Houston. But the problem is that here I don't have air conditioning.
Oh,
so
yeah.
Like right now I'm sweating. You just can't tell. Thanks, webcam. yeah, there's no, we have portable AC units, but they're in our like, you know, bedroom. And so there's not one in my office. And so I'm just sitting here sweating. It's really terrible. But other than that, Seattle area is gorgeous. I walk out my front door and I can see Mount Rainier just sticking up above the trees. It's amazing. So I love the area. But man, I would kill for some air conditioning right now.
I bet. Yeah. I feel you. That's crazy. And Andy, what's new in Andy's world?
It's been a great summer. Spent some time down the shore by the ocean, which was nice. What else have we done? We went to Disney World, which was cool. We're building a pool, which has been the bane of my existence. I these are first world problems, so I don't mean to sound like a whiny crybaby, but like I've had to get the pool deck torn out and re-poured 3 times.
Because oh my gosh.
What?
Mistakes they've made. Today they came out and had to fix another thing. So yeah, you know, like I've heard people say that when you do things at your house, like construction, contractors, that it's painful. I can tell you we got windows put in last year and those windows leak. So that's great. The pool has just been nothing but, you know, a heartache, but it's almost done.
Was it supposed to be like a bean shaped pool and they like gave you a banana or something like that? Or?
Just problems with the concrete. It comes from a plant and some of it miscolored. And then the last thing they did, the thing they poured, it was all cracked the next day, which isn't good. And so, you know, whatever, right? It's been consuming a lot of my time. But beyond that, you know, you guys were talking a little bit about work and your jobs. For the first time in my life, I'm in like a healthy culture and I feel that I have the work-life balance that I want. And, I just really been soaking that in. There's been we talked about it on the last episode. There's been a fair amount of stress because it's such a different role and kind of like Lex. I'm surrounded by brilliant people. You know, they're these people have patents. I work with Russ White, right? Like just everybody's brilliant. They all know how to code. They all know more about business than I do, but I'm really enjoying my time at Juniper. The people, I don't know what makes a culture, but man, the people that are in leadership making decisions top down, just it just feels really nice, you know? So that's been, I've been on here a lot over the years, right? Crying about pain at work and culture and stuff. So it's been a long time coming, and I'm really happy where I'm at, and I'm finally getting the hang of things. And I think I have ownership of this new thing that we're working on, which that'll be nice. Feel like I can make an impact. So yeah, man, pretty good. How about you, AJ? I've seen you flying some drones.
Yeah, yeah. He's like a long distance photographer now. It's really cool.
Yeah. That's wild.
Yeah.
That's
yeah. Fun. It's been pretty fun. So I picked up a new hobby earlier this year. I bought myself a nice camera drone. I had a budget for a DSLR and I had a budget for a drone, and I ended up combining the two and I bought a really, really nice camera drone. I've been enjoying flying that. It turns out there's a commercial license that you can get from the FAA to fly these things. So you can, you know, get compensated or do special work or whatever. And you know me and certifications, I had to do it.
I had to do it.
And I took a little bit of time, studied, and I passed the exam. I'm an aviation enthusiast, a big, you know, nerd. So it was, you know, a walk in the park for me. It was a lot of fun. But yeah, I've been taking some really great photos behind you here on my desktop. I have a beautiful scenery of downtown Burlington, part of town that I grew up in, and it reminds me of home. And I see a lot of things that's very familiar to me, and it's just really cool. So I'm having an awful lot of fun doing that. It's, you know, as much fun as I have doing the podcast, like it's something that's not tech related, right? Like it's sure, it's got computers in it and whatnot, but has nothing to do with my day job, and it's just nice to do something a little bit different. And
that's so important.
Yeah. Yeah. It's been a lot of fun. Yeah.
And the aerial perspective is so cool, right? Like we're not birds. We don't fly, right? It's why I always get a window seat in a plane, because I'm just fascinated.
Same.
How the world looks from above, you know, and you get to capture that with your drone, which is really cool. You know, it's like how the birds live. It's got to be so cool up there, just kind of floating around.
Right.
What did you get? A Mavic?
Yeah, I got a Mavic 3. Yep, DJI Mavic 3.
They're the nice ones, right?
Yeah. It's pretty good. Outside of the drone stuff, the family and I have been doing a lot of traveling. Been having a lot of fun. We've gone down to visit where my wife grew up in Rockport, Mass, and just a beautiful piece of the country down there. Done a little bit of travel for work, but nothing crazy. I haven't really left New England a whole lot, which is fine by me compared to how much traveling I was doing in the past. It's nice to be a little bit closer to home. And yeah, things are going well at work. Things are going great at home, and very, very relaxed for the first time in a long time.
That's nice to hear.
With that, let's get into episode 100. And for the 100th episode of The Art of Network Engineering, we wanted to focus on the things that we have learned, from doing the podcast, from folks in the community, both in our Discord, It's All About the Journey, and the Network Engineering Twitter community. We asked for folks to send in some notes on things that they've learned from either listening to the podcast, being a part of the communities and so forth. And we got a lot of great responses and input from folks. And, you know, we want to share our thoughts as well as, what we heard from you. And if you're watching the live stream tonight, and it looks like a bunch of you are, feel free to drop a line in the chat. Let us know what your thoughts are, and we'll share it here as we record. But I'll kick it off as I think about the last 2 years of recording 100 episodes. One thing that I'll say, if you're ever going to start a podcast, make sure you record a bunch of episodes first. But I'm sure not a lot of people are considering starting a podcast, but I feel like I've certainly learned a lot more from our guests and from you guys as co-hosts, way more than I thought I would. And it's been about everything. It's been, you know, personal stuff, work stuff, branding. We've talked about an awful lot. I've certainly learned a lot of lessons from you guys about that. And then just all the professional advice on what to do during interviews. You know, I've had my resume peer reviewed a bunch of times from folks in the community, and it has been a huge game changer in a lot of aspects.
Yeah. I think that's going back to the community thing. We've brought it up multiple times where that's something I really learned that really opened my eyes, is that there really are good people out there that are willing to help others just for the purpose of helping others, because it feels good and it's the right thing to do.
Tim, you took mine.
I'm sorry. I'm sorry. I mean, we've had, I can think of at least one example. I'm sure there are more, where people have gotten jobs, because somebody knows somebody else. They know their character and they say, "Hey, I've got an opening. Why don't you come apply?" And people have gotten hired because of this community that was, you know, built by the original A1 crew. And really, I will say, I know, AJ, you guys built this, but as soon as you build it, it really took off organically on its own. We've got a number of people that are deemed as quote staff in the Discord channel, and they are always in there helping people, responding to questions, requests, all that kind of stuff. And just to see how much of that has grown from just the original, you know, crew that started the podcast is so cool.
Yeah. Well, one of the things that's always, you know, intrigued me about this community is that, and I was just talking to Taylor. Taylor was in town for work, and we got together, we had dinner. It was great to catch up with him. And we were actually talking about the community, and he said that he doesn't have to do anything. If he's making changes to the server, it's because he wants to learn something. He's tinkering. It's just something that, you know, a project that he's got, you know, and he wants to make it a little bit better in any way that he can, but it kind of runs itself. There's no real moderation that has to happen. Every once in a while, you'll get like a spam bot account that drops in, but it's quickly identified and taken care of. But other than that, it's unlike other communities you see in just, you know, the internet. This isn't one where you get people that, you know, shame people for not knowing something and always welcome any skill level to help answer a question or anything. It's been a really welcome site, especially on the internet.
I mean, in that general channel, every single morning, there's dozens of people that just pop in and say, "Hi, good morning." I mean, that's, I just feel like you don't see that a lot of places on the internet.
Yeah. Yeah. I've had quite a few troubleshooting sessions, just impromptu as I'm trying to get something to work, with people in the Discord, right? It's just, people are just, we're all interested in the craft, right? And we all, everybody just wants to help everybody out. It's such a collaborative community in a lot of ways. Like, I can't tell you how many times I've just had a question and like somebody, even if they don't have the answer, sits there with me for a while and just goes through like the steps of troubleshooting and lends their knowledge and expertise. It's really amazing. I always learn something when I talk to people there.
This is the community I wish existed when I was sitting in my Comcast cable truck as a tech, studying that Cisco Networking Academy material. Now, 4-hour class Friday, 4-hour class Saturday morning, studied like crazy all week, any minute I wasn't working, you know, and I didn't, my community was about, I don't know, 9 people in that class, 9 or 10 people. They're the only people I knew. Some of them worked in tech, but most of them didn't. A lot of them were like me, you know, people looking for something better, pivoting. You know, it sounds corny and I've said it a million times, and you know, we didn't set out to do this, I don't think, but somehow a community developed that I really wished I had. I've said it before that my peers in the cable world, you know, told me I was wasting my time and this wasn't going to amount to anything. And I had no idea if that was true or not. You know, I wanted a better life and I saw a path, you know, to one, but it was a leap of faith. And when I see, you know, all these people in our Discord, on Twitter, you know, emails, there's so many communications channels that, like, it's not just us, right? Like, there was a network community before we showed up on the scene. And I'm really grateful for all those folks. And then just to have one to call our own, I don't know if there's like 3,500, 4,000 people in our Discord now, but like Tim was saying, you can go in, you can say hi. There's Automacho, my buddy from, you know, Fiserv. He's in there studying for a Juniper service provider track with a bunch of people. And like, I just love it. I hop in, people are studying, people are lifting each other up. It's, you know, hey, how you doing? You know, labs floating around. I see people like, hey, I got gear. And again, I wish I had this. So it just feels really good that I know people can show up, feel lifted up. And I don't know how, but there really has, I guess, like you were saying, Tim, the people that help moderate it, it hasn't gotten toxic. There hasn't been much, if any, nonsense. You know, nobody's asking for money or harassing people, or it just, because I've heard community builders warn us of that. Like, man, when you get to a certain size, you know, you have enough of a cross section that things can get weird and nasty. But that really hasn't been our experience, and it's been really nice. Right? It just feels like a safe place. Anywhere I'm at that has anything to do with us, it's just been really nice. It means so much, and I've learned so much on the show. It's been an education. It's been so much fun, you know. But it's also just been such an education. Yeah, I'm really grateful for this. I've said it before. Thank you for inviting me onto this show. You know, we were just studying for the CCMP, and the next thing I know, I've said it before. I just wanted to be a guest on a podcast someday. You know, because I thought that was really cool.
You've been a guest 100 times now.
Yeah. Right. But that wasn't planned, you know, like I think you just got to make an effort and put yourself out there and, you know, and take chances, right? And be uncomfortable. We've talked about that. We've all taken different jobs, different roles. Like the more uncomfortable we've gotten, the greater the rewards have been in careers, in the show, and you know, like Asheville, come on, man. That was awesome. Like
incredible.
All fly in and people from all over the country and just, you know, after the lockdown and man, just, God, I've just never had a community like this around my career. You know, I know it's bigger than that, right? But we are all in tech and that's our commonality. And I've just never experienced anything like this. It's amazing.
We've also had quite a few people write in and let us know some things that they feel about the community. We had some really kind messages. Is it okay if I like read one of them that we got through Twitter? Yeah.
I've got a couple lined up too. Fire away.
Awesome. So this is from one of our buddies, Jordan Villarreal. I don't know if Jordan is actually here. Oh, yes, he is.
He was.
Hey, Jordan.
There he is.
Can I read your really nice thing that you sent in? I'm assuming yes, since you sent it in. This is a great... Okay, so here's what Jordan said. Sliding into your DMs for the show tonight. Oh, wait, I should probably not say that, huh? That's not part of that. No, Jordan says, growing up in networking in the late 90s, early 2000s, there wasn't much of a community to speak of, especially for an 18-year-old who's trying to get his CCNA. All my classes and encounters were telco guys who were updating their skill set for this new networking thing that was coming to life. The fact that there are such open communities these days filled with friendly and helpful people is truly amazing. It was my lack of not having access to something like that that compels me to participate and be a part of this great community to help bolster and build out what I didn't have access to so that others can avoid having to walk that growth path alone in the future. It's so wonderful. Thank you for sending that in, Jordan. You are awesome. Thank you for being a force for good in the community.
Jordan's one of those people that I had kind of said in my head before I met him, I really wish I could meet up with him and have a beer sometime. And I'm glad that I've gotten to do it. But I got to say, it wasn't just one. It was a few. Yeah, just one, Jordan. Yeah.
One big one.
Hey everybody, Lexi here. Our friends over at NetAlly just announced the next generation Etherscope NXG, the first and only analyzer of its kind that fully supports Wi-Fi 6 and 6E. This powerful all-in-one instrument can help you quickly test, verify, and troubleshoot technology upgrades and base T, PoE, 10 gig, and Wi-Fi 6 and 6E networks. So check it out. Go to netally.com/etherscope to request a virtual demo.
I've got a note here from NetSec Wheezy, Luis. He wrote in and he said that, you know, thinking about where he is today and 2 years ago when we all kind of like came together, whatever, he would have never thought that he would be where he is today. So he wants to thank the A1 team and everybody on the server. Y'all pushed me to be the best I could be and definitely got me through some very rocky times and have changed my life for the better. I haven't been as involved lately, but I truthfully feel there's no better group in the world than the It's All About the Journey and A1 fam. Every time I hop on, I see people at the highest level helping those just starting. And I've seen so many people advance and change their lives, and I'm glad to call you all my friends. I hope to one day be able to do what you all have done for me and pass that on to others. Thanks very much.
So Wheezy was actually one of the examples I was thinking of that paid it forward. So he was instrumental in helping somebody else in the Discord community gain employment last year sometime. So he's already been paying it forward.
And you know what's amazing? Wheezy's one of those people that just randomly reaches out to me regularly on Discord. And it's funny. And then I was thinking Tim sent me a note once on an index card, which was really sweet. I forget what you sent me, but like just being nice to like people that you never know like the timing. It's just so strange. Wheezy will ping me and I just really need to hear from somebody when he does. You know, like not every time, but like I'm just so grateful for that note. And it's nothing big or heavy. I'm like, hey man, how you doing? You know, I'm like, oh. Wife's upstairs yelling at the kids. Wonder if I should go up there or not, you know, like, you know, but like, I'm just as a small example, right? But it's just nice to hear from somebody outside of the walls of my house that, you know, that just cares, you know, how I'm doing. And that's happened a lot. People just reach out and say, hi, hope you're doing all right. And I mean, I've never met Wheezy, right? But just such a nice guy and so kind and just reaches out. That means a lot. You know what I mean?
That's the really kind of people in the community, I think, you know,
yeah.
Overwhelmingly, yeah. Just really kind people. I have to say, you know, you get a lot of, I'm on Twitter a lot more than anything else, but, you know, in parallel to this, right, a lot of the people in our, you know, in the It's All About the Journey Discord are on Twitter as well. And I, you know, we're in a space where you'd expect to see a lot of toxic behavior and things like that. You know, we get a lot of people on Twitter as well that just, you know, share NetEng knowledge without expecting anything back, you know, and they just get excited about teaching or helping somebody learn something. And that's just so pure and wonderful to me. I feel like the NetEng community is overwhelmingly just one of, if not the best, you know, community for learning out there because we're so supportive in general.
Yeah, I'll echo that about Twitter. I emerged onto Twitter for earlier this week for an issue that I was troubleshooting with a customer trying to peer BGP between a Cisco router and NSX. I know about this much about NSX. I've done a lot of VMware throughout my career, but I've never touched NSX. And we were having some peering issues. And, you know, I briefly kind of described what was going on, what we were seeing. And I got dozens of people responding. Did you check this? Did you look here? Did you do this? And it's just like, wow, this is awesome.
Can you tell us the issue or is it top secret? Like the rocket ship?
it's not top secret. So we're trying to BGP peer with, it was actually a pair of Catalyst 4500 X's. With a tier zero NSX edge and, you know, it very standard, basic EBGP peering. And what was happening was, you know, it wasn't coming up. Well, yeah, sure. Go ahead. Take a shot. What do you think?
There's so many things, Andy.
Were you peering the loopbacks?
Nope.
Or was it peering to the direct? All right. I was going multi-hop.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. A lot of people nice. Suggested that. No, we're going direct on the interfaces. And we actually took a PCAP on both sides. We saw the TCP session establish. We saw the Cisco side send the BGP open. And then immediately the other side responds with a TCP reset.
Hmm. What does it all mean, Basil? So
the NSX router had a no solicitation sign on the front door. So sent them packing.
Yeah.
So was it a config on the NSX? Like why would it send why would it shut down the session?
So the BGP process was running, but there was a misconfiguration. And what it was there was two different interfaces assigned to the same BGP neighbor. So it was trying, I believe anyway, it was trying to send the peering traffic out the wrong interface. And somehow, I don't know exactly what's going on. I don't NSX. I can't begin to tell you. But what I can tell you is that earlier today, we tore down the entire BGP configuration on the NSX side and rebuilt it. We got the first interface configured and the BGP peering came up. We're like, yes, yes.
but nothing then, like that feeling.
Then the consultant added the next interface for the other network and the other data center and everything went back down. And we're like, well, wait a minute. So he had to do a bunch of stuff with VNICs and a few other things. And we finally got everything up and going in the end. So good stuff.
What were we talking about again?
Well, you reached out on Twitter looking for help, right? You reached out and a lot of people engaged.
Yeah, no, it was very engaging. A lot of people were just like, did you check this? And I'm like, I don't know. I don't NSX. The customer was using a different partner for the VMware piece. So it's not stuff that I had access to. And so, yeah, everybody was asking me all those questions. I'm like, I don't know. I don't NSX.
I love that. I reach out on Twitter way too much for answers to questions. Instead, like I try Googling a little bit and I'm just like, ugh, this is so annoying. I just fire off a tweet.
Kevin Myers had a really good guess in chat. Firewall rules blocking port 179. That's a good one.
Right. I always forget about that. We definitely threw that out there to the VMware team. Is there something going on in there? I mean, we're seeing, MAC addresses in the ARP tables. We can get ICMP back to the other interface. What's going on here? But no, it was good stuff. And again, appreciate the community for shouting out things for us to take a look at. And because again, I had no NSX experience, so it was nice to get a few people that were knowledgeable and say, hey, check this, check that. And I actually, sent that back over and said, hey, have we looked at these things? But it's stuff like that that makes you appreciate the community at large. And I have a few other notes here I think we should dip into. One of them is a rather long-winded email from our very good friend Manny. I'm going to have to try to figure out how to summarize this one. So while I do that, does anybody else have any notes from our fans that they can share with us?
Thought we had at least one. No, I had one.
Anything
had
on Twitter?
Well,
while Lex is looking and while AJ is summarizing Manny's novel, semi-related, I haven't asked you AJ yet, but someone pretty known in the community on Twitter reached out to me the other day wanting to start a podcast, and it sounds like a really good idea. I think it's got legs, and they asked if we could hop on a quick call just to help point them in the right direction, work out a couple things. And it's just, that felt really cool, right? Like, they reached out to me and I told them, like, well, listen, AJ built most of the infrastructure here. So tell me what you want to do. And maybe we could pull him in if he's available. But it just was a feel good thing, right? That somebody reached out for some help. And I know we'd be more than, willing to jump in and help them out. So, just people helping people, right? It's really cool.
Well, Gerard said a little while ago, this community has been such a blessing and phenomenal outlet to helping everyone on their journeys. It's incredible. Nick says, this community and podcast has made me fall back in love with learning networking again and push myself to learn new things. You guys are all amazing. Oh, thank you. It's very sweet. Dave says, agreed to Nick. The podcast has done a ton to really ignite a passion within me, and I thank them all. So sweet.
That's awesome.
Feels good. Not trying to toot our own horns here. We're just like happy that the community is around and that, this is about the greater picture, right?
That's right. It's not, we didn't do anything to facilitate the community. Like we started a Discord and it was supposed to be a study group, and it's turned into so much more than a study group. It was the unintended consequences of what we did by starting a podcast, right? Like we didn't set out to do these things. These things just happened. So it's not even something that we can take credit for. I don't feel like I can take credit for this anyway. I don't know about you guys. It's just stuff that's happened, that's unfolded.
Yeah, that's why it's a community. It was built by everybody. Not.
I mean, if we need somebody to take credit, I will, but I don't think it's
you deserve it, Andy.
I thought you might back me up on that,
right?
So while AJ is practicing reading in his Manny smooth voice, can I steal the show for a minute or two?
Please.
Yes.
I want to talk about something that I have learned from each of my podcast co-hosts. Ooh. So there are many things. I picked one of each of you. I'll start with AJ. AJ, what I really learned from you was that it's okay to slow down and that you don't have to. It's good to take ownership of things, but you don't have to assume responsibility of every single thing. That's where you can lean on others and you can really show and display boundaries of, hey, I'm willing to do X, Y, Z, but I need X amount of time. This is how it's going to be. And I really learned that from you because early on and even now, I mean, you do everything. You do everything on the business side of the podcast. You've organized everything. And for a long time, you were just going. And I know that you would never say this to the audience, but I, you know, this show really consumed you and it took a lot of cycles in your life and you were able to realize that and say, okay, it's time for me to slow down. This is how I want to do things. These are the boundaries I'm going to set. And I really respect that, man. And it really opened my eyes because I wasn't necessarily doing that on the podcast, but with other facets of my life, I felt like I just had to be heads down. Andy, you and I have talked about this multiple times. In fact, in our mental health number two episode that just dropped earlier today, Lexi and Andy and I were talking about that, is sometimes you just feel like that if you don't have your head down doing something, quote, productive, then you're wasting your life and you're not being an asset to society and that kind of thing. And that's completely untrue. And with how you carried yourself as this podcast has grown and really shown that, hey, we need to take time for other things in our life, even though we're trying to make this thing successful. That meant a lot to me. And you were really a role model and example for that. So thank you for that. I learned that from you.
Wow. Thank you, Tim. Appreciate that.
For Dan, Dan's not here, but I did want to say something about him. Dan kind of taught me how to be a better listener and be better at relating to people. It was really cool to see Dan in his element at the Asheville event. He really, you know, moved around between groups of people and talked, and he did a heck of a lot more listening than talking. He was just really trying to absorb the stories that people were telling. You could tell that he really respected that people made the trip to come see us do a show, hang out. It was really cool to see Dan really interact with people. Lexi, yours is kind of a two-parter.
Ooh.
I've learned from you, although that I can't say that I always model it because I'm not as courageous as you are, but I've learned that sometimes, and when I say sometimes, I mean most of the time or all the time.
Oh boy.
It's okay to be direct and to not beat around the bush when you're trying to get a point out there or get a question asked. Because I have found myself being someone who's always trying to please everybody and make sure that nobody's mad at me or nobody's upset with me. And what I've I'm not saying that you do that, that you go around pissing people off all the time, but
I'm saying I do it.
She does.
But I've really learned that from you, that sometimes not only is it okay, but it's necessary to just be direct, be forward, say what you need to say, and whatever happens, happens. Now, I know when you do those kinds of things, you're always being respectful. I'm not saying you go out there and just tell people
off.
I'm not.
It's okay. You can you can tell the truth.
But I really appreciate and respect that from you.
Thank you, Tim.
And appreciate you agreeing to join us earlier this year. It's been nothing but good things. And I think everybody in the community and on Twitter can agree with that. And if they can't, bug them.
Yes.
All right, Andy. Ooh, Andy's I can't say on the air.
Figures.
Andy, as much as people may not agree with me when I say this, I feel that I've learned a sort of swagger from you. And what I mean by that is, ever since this show started and as it's progressed, I've really respected how you carry yourself and how you speak publicly. In fact, I've kind of tried, as this show's grown and I've been on it, I've found myself kind of trying to model how you communicate and how you, you know, just flow through these shows. So I'll say I'm practicing my Andy swagger. I appreciate that. I really respect that from you.
Oh, you just made my life.
Andy, that's the nicest thing
anybody's ever said to me.
That being said, don't flatter yourself. I've been drinking.
He does have a swagger. I never would have thought of it in that term, Tim, but you're
right. That's what he just, Andy's got a flow to him that.
Yeah, he does.
If I feel like I'm carrying myself somewhat well in one of these shows, I feel like I've had to really prep and think about what I'm going to say. And Andy can just roll thoughts off the edge of his tongue. And I think there's a talent and a skill to that. So I don't know if you practice this. Andy probably just stands in front of the mirror all the time and just practices for all I know.
I could see it.
The timing of this compliment is really nice, Tim, because it was just a couple of days ago, a guy, Chris, on my team said publicly that I talk too much. So
we're calling you out, Chris.
Yeah. So the fact that, you know, you like my communication skills, I appreciate. Maybe I'm just not surrounded by the right people yet over there.
You're an honest communicator, Andy. I think we all appreciate that about you very much. Not a lot of people are.
Thank you, Tim. And the fact that you don't think people would agree with you, Tim, on that is a little, I'll have to dig into that later. Tim is the only one that believes it. Everybody thinks Andy's an asshole, but I think he's a great communicator.
You might want to be careful who you surround yourself with there, Andy. Yeah,
I think you're right.
And I didn't want to end this without bringing up Aaron. Aaron was a huge part, a big focal point in this show, a big reason why this show really took off and got legs. And I feel like what I learned from Aaron really was confidence. I'm naturally a fairly timid, fairly awkward person. And listening to this show and getting to be a part of this show, when I got to be a guest the first time, Aaron really just, for anybody that has listened to the show and knows Aaron, even if he doesn't think or know that he's doing it, he just kind of really pushes off this aura of confidence. And that really, hearing him just kind of taught me, it's like, hey, you know, why can't I do that? Why can't I be more sure of myself and articulate myself, as I screw that word up, on a podcast? So Aaron, I don't know if you'll see this, but I really appreciate what you helped me with there. Thank you.
Well said, Tim. Well said.
All right,
I'm gonna take a shot at this email.
Okay. How much time I got left?
I'm gonna start it by saying, you know, we ask people to send in notes of all kinds, right? You know, about the community, their experience, podcast, everything. And Manny sent in this memoir. And I'm not joking. It's several paragraphs long. It's a very beautifully written essay. And I'm going to have to try to pick out a few pieces here. So he says, the biggest thing I can say this podcasting community has given me is also my most prized blessing. The friendships and the bonds have been forged. All of the co-hosts are beautiful, amazing souls. The additional friendships like Tim McSee, Taylor, Mike, his boss, who is a part of the community, and how Manny actually got his new position at where he works. David A., a.k.a. the Coffee Emperor, and so many others are just icing on the cake. Then having the collective wisdom and personalities of this community, with also a growing presence from the ladies, the women of network engineering, it's an amazing blessing. So he goes on to say, the A1 podcasting community has been an enlightenment to my journey, my career, and my life. From the bottom of my heart, the depths of my soul, thank you. And thank you all for being you and welcoming not just me, but many others to the platform. He ends the email by saying this beautiful quote in Spanish that I'm not even going to try to say.
Oh, do it. Do it.
No, oh, no, no. It's going to sound awful if I try to say that in Spanish. But he translates it for me at the end, and it says, may God bless you all, and thank you for the incredible group. It's a blessing for many of us. So thank you so much, Manny. It's been wonderful to watch your journey. It was a pleasure meeting you down in Asheville. And you know, yeah, we're very thankful to have you part of the community as well.
Love you, Manny. Thank you. It's a really sweet email.
Yeah, it's beautiful.
Got emotional. Yeah. Doesn't he say at the end, like, if I made you emotional, mission accomplished.
Yeah, yes.
That's classic, mission accomplished, Manny.
Manny's good for that stuff. He's really good for that stuff.
That's so sweet.
We also got a video sent in by Ethan Jackson. He sent in a video for, I think it was our 50th episode, when we asked people to kind of reach out, send us questions and thoughts and stuff like that. So it was really nice to hear from Ethan again. Ethan expresses how thankful he is for the community because it's allowed him to connect with other network engineers and IT professionals, not just from around the world across the internet, but even locally. He's gotten to meet a lot of network engineers locally in his backyard and collaborate with them. It's helped him achieve a lot of new, you know, recognition in his career. He's gotten some certifications. He's taken on some new roles. He said, you know, when he started listening to the podcast, he was just, you know, tier one or for alert, like, you know, engineer, just a regular old engineer, right? but now he's a senior network engineer for an ISP, I think it is. And so he's killing it. He's doing a great job. And nice. He said the motivation and the support he's gotten from the community is what helped to get him there. So thank you so much, Ethan, for sending in your thoughts on this stuff. This has been so much fun. It's amazing. You know, Tim, I want to go back to what you said about the whole balance thing. And this is, I'm feeling the itch, man. what drove
me... They make an ointment for that.
What drove me to do as much as I did for the podcast was the community. When you hear comments on stuff like, you changed my life, here's why, and it's just, it does something to you, right? Like, if something that I have ever said or done has helped you achieve something in your life that you really wanted, like, you're shitting me. I don't believe you. No. But it just does something to me, and it makes me want to like go help more and more and more people. And, there came this imbalance where I was focused a little too much on helping other people and not enough on myself and other people in my life. And so, you know, that's why I've had to take some steps back and build some boundaries. But I love hearing this stuff. It's very motivational. It's, I think, I can safely say for all of us, it's why we continue to do what we do and have done for the last 100 episodes, is when we hear these inspirational stories on, you know, you guys talked about XYZ topic and it really helped me, you know, do something in my career. And it's just really, it's inspirational. It really is. So thank you all for sending in what your thoughts and experiences have been these last 2 years.
Can I just, AJ, I think I just want to say, like, This podcast is your baby. The community is your baby. You are a harder worker than all of us on this podcast. you have done so much, and I know that it's consumed you at times and been awesome for you at times and not so awesome, that, you know, but you know, as you're, I'm not going to speak for everybody. I'm guessing this is still safe to say, like, we all love you and we appreciate everything you do for the podcast, because you really are, like, in a lot of ways, you are the heart and soul of the podcast. So I want to thank you for everything you do.
For sure.
I appreciate that. Agree. But, you know, we couldn't be here if it weren't for you guys, right? Like, everybody's got a role in this. Everyone's, you know, if it were just me talking behind the mic, this wouldn't be nearly as fun of a podcast. but yeah, no, I love it. I enjoy doing it. It's been nice to sit here and chat with you guys. I haven't done it for a very long time. And it's not, you know, it wasn't on purpose. I wasn't avoiding you, I swear. I just had a really busy summer.
Andy doesn't believe you.
Well, I was avoiding
Andy,
you.
Andy looking very stern.
I'm staying quiet on purpose. I'm trying to.
Andy's mad that I said you're a harder worker than all of us.
I bit my tongue. No, AJ, no, we definitely appreciate, you know, like, like I said earlier, somebody was asking about starting their own podcast. I'm like, we got to pull in AJ because he, you know, he built this thing from the ground up. I just came on and tried to figure out how to talk about networking, you know, and career. Yeah, man. Dan calls you, you know, Daddy AJ, right? Like this is definitely, you know, you started this, and thank goodness for it. And yeah, man, I've said it before. This is the best part of my career. Like all the people we've met and the people we get to help. And somebody just reached out to me the other day as a follow-up to our salary negotiation episode that she's, you know, she's working on a new, you know, spot and wants to negotiate some salary and just, hey, you know, I really like the episode. And if you have any insights, I'm looking to get maybe into a vertical you were in. And you know, it's just so nice to be able to, again, guy sitting in my cable guy truck, praying that someday somebody would give me that first shot. Right. And now we can all talk to each other and people who haven't worked in industry trying to get in. And, you know, it's just nice to have direct contact and everybody's accessible. And I know we might have touched on this, but like the biggest surprise that stands out to me on like what I learned over the course of the past 100 episodes is just how many paths there are to getting that first job in tech. The first one's the hardest one, it seems like, somebody giving you a shot. And I know some of this is review. We've said this before, but my whole life, from the time I failed out of computer science at Temple University, I thought you had to get, you know, a computer science degree to work with computers, right? In IT. And I don't consider myself a dumb person, but that's just how I thought it worked, right? And God, all the people we've talked to, it just sounds so many different paths. You know, every time I think I've heard them all, we talk to somebody else and, you know, Jeff McLaughlin, he's like running cables and like he got a job in tech. Like, oh my God, like just every single person we talk to, like, wow, there's another way to get in. So again, community, I wish I had people out there listening that might, you know, maybe want to get in. You know, they can listen to dozens of different ways where I was blissfully unaware of any of that, you know, two and a half, three years ago. You know, for people who can't pass C++ and calculus in the first semester as a computer science major, me.
I am them.
You know, I just find it very comforting that there's an inclusion in this industry that I didn't know was there. Inclusion meaning, you know, you don't, there isn't just one way to get in. And so much is who you know, right? And simply by plugging into the community, creating a Twitter account, do a little bit of branding, hopping on a Discord if you want, listening to a couple different podcasts in the industry, and reaching out directly to people like us and everybody else out there. You know, you bust your butt, you get a cert, you know, you can get in there and, you know, in dozens of different ways. So I don't know. I just think that's the biggest takeaway. Beyond all the community stuff, like if you're wondering if you can get into tech, you absolutely can, because I couldn't and I did, and here we are. And I've met all these other people that thought they couldn't and did. And you know, Lex was an English literature major, right? Who?
Yeah, I was gonna bring up my useless. I am. Let me be clear. I am joking. That is not. I consider my English literature degree very valuable. That's not a sarcasm. But no, I had a lot of people say that though. Yeah. I hope. I hope that I don't consider my story the most inspirational. It's just sort of like I floated around for a while, but I also think that it's probably a fairly typical story. And so I hope that by sharing it, both as a woman and someone who like didn't figure out what I was interested in for quite a long time, I hope that helps at least some people, maybe just cumulatively with other stories. But you know, I feel like a lot of women, myself included, right, when I was younger, think like, not smart enough. I don't really enjoy calculus type math. And so I'm not going to be good at like computery things or engineering in any way. But I hope some of this makes you reconsider that, because there are a lot of, like Andy said, there are a lot of paths into technology related careers. And it doesn't have to be through like a STEM degree necessarily. It can. But there are a lot of other ways to go about it too. And sometimes you just sort of have to find, you know, try out things for a while before you get there. So I don't know if I've learned anything. It's really just that like cursing won't hurt you and you can get a job by streaming yourself being dumb. So no, I actually put yourself out there. Put yourself out there learning. That is what I've learned for reels. Like, yeah. get out risks. There. Don't be
you
afraid.
You took risks, right? You took risks.
That first knock job was risks. A risk.
It was a total risk.
Yeah.
You didn't even have your CCNA. Back. And you're like, oh, yeah, I'll take a knock job at a huge cloud company. And then not too much longer, you know, you're working on freaking things that go to space. But you had to take a lot of people might have. It's scary. It's unknown. You had to move across the country. So, you know, risk favors the bold or whatever the silly cliche is. Like, you've taken calculated risks and, you know, not me saying I'm proud of you means anything, but it's just amazing what you've been able to do in a relatively short period of time. Like, I'm just amazed at what you've been able to do.
Thank you. Awesome. Right back at you, Andy. I mean, like, yeah, we all have our own individual, like, stories of how, you know, we've all faced adversity of some kind. We've struggled with some things. And I think that we all have our own sort of little lessons that we can teach people about what we've gone through, right? And I think that is the power of community. We can all sort of talk about what we went through, share it with other people. They can learn from it, maybe not make the mistakes we did or purposely make the mistakes we did because it made us better, you know? Like, that's the power of the community in the end, is just sharing that knowledge and those experiences. And I value that very, very much, both as someone who shares these things and hopes it helps people, and someone who takes in the experiences of others as well.
Yeah, I like what you said there at the end, takes in the experiences of others as well. So, you know, we follow a lot of people on Twitter, and there's one woman that I follow. I hope I don't butcher her Twitter handle, Emirage. To see her, you know, first of all, she posted some really funny network engineering memes that I absolutely love.
Yeah.
And then to see her posting pictures of, you know, studying after working her non-IT job, she posted the other day on Twitter that she had to go rack some switches at a data center. She got all the way to the data center, realized she forgot the switches. She had to go back, get the switches, go back to the data center. She racked the switches. She was all proud of herself. And then she saw they were racked upside down. I want to tell you that I've done that too. I've done that plenty of times. And it was just so cool to see her go from aspiring to be in tech, and then she's in tech. And it wasn't that long ago that we just met her on Twitter. So it's the stories, the progress like that. It's so much fun to see, watch, and hear about from folks in the community.
And she may not know it or think it, but as she's sharing those stories, as she's kind of up and coming and getting into tech, and while, you know, at the time it may seem like a bad day because you're having, you know, going through those problems and everything, but she's helping people by sharing that, because she's showing people that, hey, I started from something not in IT at all. I'm getting into it. It's not always easy. I have struggles, but I'm taking steps every day, and I'm showing that to other people. It's really opening eyes to show that anybody can do this if you just try.
She's showing herself learning. I feel like that's very valuable. We have a lot of teachers, and teachers are very, very valuable, right? Not trying to cut down anybody who's teaching, but I think we don't have as many public learners as might be good to see out there, right? Because someone showing themselves learning can also teach in a way. We don't just want the, like, super experienced experts, you know, posting their videos out there of how to do such and such, teaching about the protocol. It's useful, but we do have a lot of that. And what we could really use is, like, I don't know, study buddies or somebody else, somebody showing themselves learning something in a way that might resonate with other people who will learn it the same way, perhaps. I don't know. It's great. Yeah. I've loved watching Emirage, you know, post her story. It's been, like, such a joy. So I'm excited to see her future. But yeah, I think that's a great, like, takeaway, is just show yourself learning publicly. It does not reflect badly on you. You don't have to be perfect out there on socials.
Yeah, I want to continue to unpack that, because it really does help people. Because, like you said, Lexi, like, having a lot of people that can teach, that's not a problem in and of itself. But I know that I've sat in, you know, some of those video courses and different things like that, trying to learn. And you're seeing, watching somebody teach you something, and the only thing I can think of, while I'm going through that is this person already knows everything.
Yeah, exactly.
And I don't know any of this. So it's like you're just getting that message that you just feel like, and it can be, it can kind of get you down sometimes because you're just like, I'm sitting through something, I'm trying to learn something new, somebody's teaching me, and it just feels like they know everything and I don't know anything. To have those people that are public about learning something and struggling through it really kind of brings that feeling back down to reality, that it's like, okay, people that teach stuff, they're not perfect. They don't know everything. It's just they have to teach that to you, so they're showing you everything they know. But to have those people that are going right alongside and saying, okay, I'm learning this along with you. I thought this about X, but it was actually Y. I got it completely wrong. You know, it's helpful.
I loved watching Lex study, learn in public. You know, her first tweet, I like, oh my God, this is like I love her. She's amazing. You know, it's like, I'm supposed to be studying, but I'm on here creating a Twitter account. You're like, however she put it, I'm like, yes. Yeah. And then I saw videos of her are fighting with the Cisco press. And I'm like, oh my God, she's amazing. We have to get her. Like, it's just so good because you said out loud what I have yelled in my mind and in my, you know, by myself in a room reading those books. Just all of it, the goofy logic and the bad grammar and the, you know, you got to turn 17 different pages to see the whole damn diagram. Like just all of it, right? Like, I was like, yes!
The worst parts of studying out of a textbook. Yeah, absolutely.
But you were saying the things out loud that I had been experiencing for years studying, right? Because we're always studying and you learning in public, I found to be, you know, informative. I learned stuff. You helped me remember some things and solidify some, you know, like the way you perceive a technology sometimes or somebody else, right? It can kind of make something click for somebody else. Yeah. Like, oh, I hadn't thought of it that way. So I really like that. And I keep saying that I'm going to do some studying in public and just haven't found the time, but I'd like to start on the Juniper cert track. And I don't know when I would do it, but I really love your public studying.
You, Andy, you should hop on with me sometime.
Oh, God.
Putting you on the hot seat. You must commit.
No. Do I have to talk about Ethernet?
No. Oh, my God, no. Anything but Ethernet. That's only for me.
Are we done that octopus book yet?
Oh, my God. It'll never be done. I'm a part two, making my way through it.
Job.
But, yeah. Please do. Awesome. Please do some public learning, Andy.
Well, gang, I think this is a good stopping point. Anybody else have anything to add before we wrap this up?
I love you guys.
Love
Thanks
you too.
Thanks for inviting me on the
love
podcast.
Love you all.
I even love Dan, who didn't show up tonight.
Yeah. Yeah. He's included in that.
Yeah. You can,
man, we made it to the end before hearing that. That's impressive. Andy's been working on his self-control.
I have. It's the swagger came out. Sorry.
Yeah, no, there it is.
You know, I love you guys. Thank you. 100 episodes. What a ride. You know, what a wild trip. I'm really looking forward to our next in-person meetup. I'd like to start talking about that with you guys. And really looking forward to what the future holds. You know, I feel like we kind of got a groove and we kind of know what we're doing to some extent. And, you know, now it's just keeping people engaged and finding interesting topics and people to talk to and trying to balance it too, right? We might have like three or four in a row where it's all interviewers and we're like, oh no. So, you know, we're always looking for feedback from our community, right? Like, let us know if there's anything in the next 100 episodes that, you know, you'd like to hear that you haven't, right? Because we don't have all the answers, right? We hop on and we try to, you know, talk some tech, but let us know how we can, you know, how we can keep on keeping on. But no, it's been awesome. Thanks, guys. Good stuff.
Yeah, this has been a wild ride. It's been an awful lot of fun. And, you know, I don't have a beer. I didn't think about that, but Tim did. here's to the next 100, right? thank you so much, everybody, for joining us on the live stream. This has been an awful lot of fun to interact with you. If you're interested in doing this on the regular, you can check out our Patreon program. We stream every time we record an episode to our Patreon group. But, you know, it was 100. We had to invite everybody out for this one. You can check out our Patreon at patreon.com/artofneteng. And Andy's got the glasses back on, ready for the outro.
Yeah.
We've worn out the batteries on the goat. Yeah.
Broken goat
so
syndrome.
So much
DJ
success.
DJ remix goat.
You know, before we close out, I just want to add, I know that the show has changed in that we don't read the wins at the beginning of every show. And trust me, we all miss that. You know, we had to make a tough call and not do that because that really delayed the editing process and allowing us to get episodes out in a timely fashion. But I see that, you know, as I look through the Discord, you know, there's still folks summarizing the wins. So if you haven't, you know, scrolled through the wins in a while, somebody has taken on the duty of summarizing all the wins that have happened recently. And it's just really nice to see that that stuff kind of continues on. So, you know, just because we don't read it out here on the podcast doesn't mean we aren't seeing it in the Discord. And it doesn't mean we don't care. We just had to make some changes to make the workflow work a little bit more in our favor. So keep on keeping on with the wins. And thank you so much for joining us. We'll see you next time on another episode of the Art of Network Engineering podcast.
Hey, y'all. This is Lexi. If you vibe with what you heard us talking about today, we'd love for you to subscribe to our podcast in your favorite podcatcher. Also, go ahead and hit that bell icon to make sure you're notified of all our future episodes right when they come out. If you want to hear what we're talking about when we're not on the podcast, you can totally follow us on Twitter and Instagram at Art of NetEng. That's Art of NETENG. You can also find a bunch more info about us and the podcast at artofnetworkengineering.com. Thanks for listening.